ॐ शांति ॐ शांति ॐ शांति। टुडे इज द गैदरिंग ऑफ होम। Whom should I say? What should I say? Gatherings of whom? Who are gathered here? Baba's children, holy swans, flying angels, our Rajyogis, all of these titles apply to the yogi souls. And what does it mean to be a yogi? A Rajyogi. Today we are going to speak on the subject of introspection. In the morning, Murli Baba said, those who are introspective, they have the capacity, power, to come into sound whenever they want and go beyond sound. Means to be in silence and with the power of silence come into sound, or even in sound maintain the silence. Introspection. In fact, this is the translation of a very beautiful expression which is antarmukta. When you speak in Hindi, it's a very beautiful and meaningful, powerful word for a yogi or a title for a yogi. For a holy swan, for a flying angel. Antarmukta. Translation in English is introspection. Inner inspection. Introvertedness. To be introverted does not mean that you cut off your communication with others. In fact, it is, you become more wise and sensible, knowledgeable, how to communicate and interact with others. It's always, we are living in a world of action. We are on the field of actions. But are we acting with a clear understanding? Are we expressing ourselves the way we want to express? And then experiencing the joy of the actions we perform? Or there is repentance after actions. Action does not mean only the actions of the performed through hands and feet. An introverted soul, in fact, inspects the actions of the soul. You would say, certainly, if the soul is performing action, there are visible actions and invisible actions. But every act has an impact. Even the action of the mind is called action, because mind is thinking. And so this is why I want to emphasize, introspection means inspecting the actions of the inner being, the living being, which is expressing itself through the body. When we are introverted, all our senses, even the senses of the sense organs, are used economically. Our thoughts, our understanding, our intellect, even our samskaras are also used economically, but actions are also performed only when the action is needed to perform. Generally it is said, think before you act, or think before you speak. But in an introspective soul, the one who inspects inside the feelings and thoughts of the mind, think before it thinks. Think before you think. Think before you speak, and act comes afterwards. And so this thought is the speech of the mind. Mind is speaking to the self, or hours and hours speaks to others, does not come into the sound. But it is visible on the face. If somebody is thinking pleasant thoughts, sad thoughts which are causing grief or sorrow, thoughts are bringing joy, and it is somebody's lost in deep thinking or planning, this is the action of the mind. So this Hindi word antara mukta means this face which is extroverted. All the senses of the inner being, including the mind, which sense, which understands, feels. And these sense organs through which we sense, through the sight, that is our eyes. It's traffic control. Through our eyes, it's sight, through sound, through smell, that is through nose. So eyes, ears, smell means nose, and taste, and also speech. Sight, sound, smell, speech, and also touch. But another sense, which is the sense, is the mind through which you sense, you think. Because that is also part of the face, which is called mukh, face. So introspection is turning this face, the senses within, and before we use these senses, try to feel, does it make sense? Does it have any value? What I'm seeing, hearing, speaking, eating, thinking, doing. So this is why it is called introspection, inner inspection. It means a contrast between the external activity and internal activity. The soul, the dweller of this body, performs actions through these physical senses. Antar, antar means contrast. And once one is aware of the contrast of benefit and loss, achievement and loss, gain and loss, happiness and sorrow, naturally, this realization will make the soul economical. And then one is using the mind only when it is needed to open the mouth. Means speech will be a speech with sweetness. Or when it is necessary, only then one speaks. Baba has given us a slogan, I think all of you remember, sweet, speak sweetly, speak softly, and speak less. Speechless not, but speak less. But speech in such a way that others realize, I do not need to speak anymore. Speak less. So powerful, so beautiful, so important that there is no need anybody to argue. So speak less to make the person who is argument speechless. Speak softly and speak sweetly. When the inner checking is taking place. So these senses, as I'm saying, these sense organs work in a very organized way, an economically way, in harmony. There is sweetness when there is harmony. It's one is like playing harmonium, music. It has harmony in all the tunes and all the instruments that are played. When one is extroverted, there's a conflict. It's noise. It's not music. It's conflict. It's gossip. It becomes criticism. It becomes comment. The same words are, mouth is being used, the words are commented. Comment is, one is passing the comment with critical vision. So when there's extrovertness, these sense organs are actually checking others. Introspection is my senses are checking my own self. And when I'm checking my own self, I'm honest. I am aware of the achievement or the benefit, the joy I want to experience. And when we are inspecting others through these sense organs, that we go into why, what, where, how, who. Not only the mind is speaking much more, with a question mark, but even the eyes also begin to see, not with love, not with respect, but with a question mark and criticism. So inspecting others is not quality in it, it's negative vibrations begin to come, express through the eyes instead of love, respect, trust. The ears, when I am extroverted, what is I am interested in? External things. What did this one said? What did that one person said? And then hearing this, that interest go for unnecessary things, which is called gossip. But it is not only the ears are hearing now, the mouth becomes friend. And this becomes a conference of three sense organs. The eyes, the ear, and the mouth. Now sound. It might sound nice to have a gathering, a conference of gossip, but it does not bring the joy and happiness internally when one checks. It's a waste of time. And it also creates fear, because then I'm speaking unnecessary things which I do not know and I take part in it. There is a time when others will come to me and ask, why did you say this? I would not say I did not know, but I took part. It means I participated in that, so would feel guilty, you know. And so these three organs then begin to have a conference. It, in a sense, the three becomes friends. And now what is happening? It is not a question of speaking less or sweetly or softly. It becomes unnecessary, the use of senses, which is not necessary, and it is waste of energy. So introspection means checking, am I using my energy economically? So it is, in other words, if the introspection is inspection to save my time, my thoughts, my feelings, my energy, and also my attitude, waste attitude about others and about myself. So, in order to save my energy, this what I need is the power to inspect within myself, or the power to withdraw. Power to withdraw means to turn within, like a tortoise. When the tortoise walks, moves, limbs are out. And when he's sitting, resting, the limbs are in. Its energy is not wasted. And it's a wonderful creature that this animal, lifespan of tortoise, 150 to 300 years. And the skin is so hard, strong like a stone, that even heavy things falls on it. A transport bus goes over it. A tree falls on it. It's just like a rock. Means when I have not wasted my energy, I am storing my energy within me. And my inner happiness, my inner peace, my inner power, my inner purity, my inner bliss, my inner strength is becoming now like a rock, unshakable, unbreakable, uninfluenced. And so it's economy. In this way, automatically, I may be becoming economical in my thoughts, in my words, using my words, or my reactions to the situations. So it means its sense organs are under my control, I am authority of that. And the soul is sensible, knowledgeable, is able to know when to act and when to not act. This is why today Baba said, an introverted soul is able to come into sound whenever wants to come and go beyond sound in silence whenever wants to be in silence. It means whenever I want to come into action as conscious of my body and use my sense organs, I use it. And whenever I realize, I stay in this consciousness that I am really truly not this senses but a master of the sense organs, I am a soul. I turn within and stay in the world of silence. So in simple words, introspection means soul consciousness. Introspection means honest awareness of the true self. And at the same time, detachment, totally detached, and yet very much conscious of what is happening around me. So introspection. So this brings maturity in the self. When I am extroverted, there's no control over sense organs. And one speaks without a control. The same mouth, which is such a wonder of nature, that this tiny little tongue, very soft, elastic, is put behind the 32 bricks in a castle. Shut, mouth is shut. Behind the bricks, 32 teeth. When it is introspection, it's before thinking. If somebody is putting some wrong information in the ear, does not become excited. Because there's maturity. There's that surety with introspection that I don't want to correct or direct somebody without the right clear information. And so, automatically will we speak wisely. That's why it would be less. A wise person speaks less. A mature person speaks wisely, speaks less, only when the advice is needed. That's why he's wise. Only when advice is asked, then the wise person speaks. And a child, or a fickle-minded person, or extroverted person would speak without any information, just heard from somebody else, right or wrong, would try to participate, and somebody is speaking and give his advice as making sure that my advice is heard whether it was right or not. If gossip is taking place, and it is very interesting for others, then also taking part in unnecessary speech to show the importance of the self. It's called lack of maturity. And introspection makes you mature, sensible. So because it is also royalty, not only maturity, introspection brings royalty. Because royal people take interest in everything, but give the opinion for encouragement, to create enthusiasm, to create self-respect, to speak good, give good wishes, And so it's whenever you see when this positive energy is being given, contributed, it's like a diamond. The value of a diamond is hundreds and thousands of more, per time more, than just ordinary piece of paper or rupee, money, whatever it is, or a jewel also. And so this is why the gems come out, that wise persons, versions are great versions, are called gems of knowledge, diamonds of wisdom, because there is strength in it, there is value in it. An extroverted person, when he's speaking, might be speaking thousands of words, but one feels, oh, it has no value, it's a waste. When we begin to speak the wrong things about others, perhaps you would have noticed or experienced, as soon as this one did this, this one, somebody makes a mistake, perhaps one can speak about that person, past, present, imagination, influences, experience of others altogether. Don't know how many minutes, perhaps hour, in that company, in that gathering. And you ask the virtues, praise of a good person, have experienced many good things, and you ask them, can you speak something good about them? Yeah, he did very good. She was very nice. So then we speak very limited words for that. In fact, there should be much more with enthusiasm to encourage others. But then what I want to say, when it is waste, it is just like things coming out, many, many, without any knowing any importance. When they're important, valuable things, they can be counted on fingers. And so the words are spoken by a person who is introspected, through introspection, only when there's known that these are valuable. But it does not mean they do not communicate with others. No. Because there is inner joy is there of whatever valuable is inside. So without speaking, they are speaking. There's no need to speak the words. Just the thoughts and feelings are creating very powerful vibrations. Because mind is not wasted, energy is not wasted. And so what is happening inside, in the mind, because the person is inspecting the self, is doesn't want to waste, doesn't want to think even negative about others, doesn't want to speak anything wrong about others, want to see only good, and has a first slogan of see no evil, hear no evil, talk no evil, do no evil, think no evil. All these five things which was here, thinking, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, speaking, eating, which were extroverted, now has become introverted. All these five senses now have become now filled with five qualities by paying attention to these five things. Think no evil, because this is what it begins from here, through introspection. Think before you think. Because when the thoughts are connected with God, mind is man, manabhav, mind is belonging to only one, tune with one, and I'm enjoying such a wonderful company, so then is a question, do I need to let go of this company and enjoy this company? If they just want to be companion of God in company of the benevolence, it means this is what introspection tells you when you want to come in the sound and when you want to go beyond the sound and be in silence. Enjoy silence. Enjoy bliss. Enjoy the truth. Enjoy the pure supreme love of God. So think pure, positive, powerful thought. There's no question of thinking, no think, no evil. But it is aware that no, this evil should not come in thoughts. Then automatically see no evil. Because now with thinking there is understanding, introspection is also a realization that when I see something wrong, it's like my eyes are like a camera. And it has taken the photograph. And if that person is not in front of me, but this photograph has been printed there. Before that it used to be, okay, the photograph was camera system, I like this, okay, it is negative, and then you make it positive. And negative is like a ghost. And there is also, if this ghost is working inside, if there is negative, it takes time to make positive. And so if I take something negative with these eyes, it will take time to make it positive. Because as is my drishti, so is my srishti. As is my vision, so is my world. And this is why checking, introspection, inner inspection, see no evil. See only with divine vision. Let my intellect be divine. Let my sight be, I have now insight, divine insight. Introspection means divine insight. See with this soul conscious vision, another person also a soul. I am also a soul. Might be something outside this what is called mask is visible, different mask is. Somebody is wearing the mask of a tiger or a mask of a monkey or a mask of a ghost or a mask of a negative personality. But behind this mask is a pure personality. So I am in a different zoo like a child enjoying it but not being influenced by that. So with soul consciousness, seeing with the divine insight, the star, the pure energy, the sparkling diamond, a beautiful soul. So I am not influenced by that. So this is why see no evil. Hear what? Which is also versions of God. That will echo in my mind. And if I heard something, of course, I'm not blocking my ears, the words will come too, but ignore it. Or understand, it has no importance. If it has come from here, let go. The other, I don't let it go inside, because as it come here, it will come out from the mouth. And something which is not positive, pure and powerful, how can it give me the energy of purity, peace and love? Rubbish, waste is waste. It is not good for me, that's why hear no evil. Even it was not good, but it would make me sick, it make me weak. It will create confusion in me. So it means here, immigration office is set. So if I put an immigration office here as an introspector, introspection, I inspect it, what I hear, I inspect what I see, and then I put into action or in speech. So then the words will not be like an arrow, sharp coming out, tongue will not come out like arrow or stone. it will be sweet flute. So sweet, speak sweetly, like music, softly. Baba has said this. Speak softly, softly, speak sweetly. It's only when I have this one, these thinking eyes and ears, I'm master of that. Introspection. This is introspection, inner inspection. Think no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Then there's no do no evil. Actions are automatically inspiring actions. I have not karmic account created. So inspection, that I do not create any karmic account. So then it becomes a bondage and I'm not free to perform elevated action, what I'm supposed to do according to God's direction. And so in this way, the power of introspection is very great power. And then my actions are performed by actions of the Supreme Being. So I'm not only introspection, but it is divine connection with the Supreme Being. And I'm following His directions. And that's why it's not only wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go, inside or outside, I go only on the directions of the Supreme Being. In internal world of purity, peace and happiness, internal world, eternal world of the soul world, in the world of silence, in sweet, silent home, in deep silence, in perfect silence, in blissful silence. And then coming through this power of silence, through inner inspections and connection with the Supreme Being. Inspection is that I don't allow any influence from outside. That is, I have to inspect. And with connection, I receive that energy, that power from the Supreme Being. So not only just I, the soul, am here, a thinking being of light, a point of light, but then this energy is also coming in this subtle form, vibrations, the aura is increasing, and you become filled with that energy like an angelic body. So then you go into the subtle region. Then it is not speak softly, sweetly, but it's the enlightened word will be spoken. Because this light has enlightened the intellect, has made the intellect divine. And this light is not only for yourself, it is enlightening others. And the subtle energy of light, the aura of light, angelic energy is inspiring energy. And then coming into action. So, in this, come into the corporeal world, into action. Do all the actions through introspection and inner connection with the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul, on godly directions. This is what it means, introspection. So then you can see the contrast of soul conscious and body conscious. The dictates of human beings or dictates of God. Dictates of my own mind or dictates of the Supreme Mind, Supreme Soul. As now it is the time for meditation. From 6:30 to 7:30 is going to be Vatti, the silence. And so let us sit like with the power to power, with withdraw, turn within, with introspection, but with great joy, with inner happiness. inner communication with Baba, then still the mind is speaking, the eyes are focused on Baba, these organs are still used. But it is the inner directions of the positive consciousness of the soul. So soul consciousness, introspection in real meaning of in soul consciousness, conscious, being conscious of the power of purity, of peace, of love, of happiness, of godly wisdom. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
राजयोग की राहों में शीतल शीतल छाओं अगर मगर की छोड़ डगर नजर करो ना और किधर अब तो पूरा हुआ सफर चलो मुसाफिर अपने गए अपने घर